Nashville's safety net hospital for the poor is facing another financial crisis. At one point, Metro General had about 2 days' worth of cash on hand, making it tough to even pay its employees. Now the hospital is asking the city for emergency funding of $10 million. Metro government budgeted $35 million for the hospital this year. Now the decision is whether to add on about a third of that. Hospital leaders say they have a huge shortfall because of some surprises. That includes getting dinged by inspectors on patient safety and infection control. They had to pay to fix those problems. They also need to catch up on overdue bills. Dr. Joseph Webb, the hospital director, says it's so urgent that the hospital worries about paying salaries that are due later this week.
The imminent need is to do with certainly the shortfall and to be able to make sure that we're meeting payroll.
Each year, the hospital serves almost 90,000 patients who cannot afford to pay. Council members like Sherry Weiner praised that effort, but still scrutinized the budget.
These problems didn't occur overnight. I want to make sure that we vet this and that we understand where we're going to be moving forward.
The Council Budget Committee debated giving the hospital less, but decided the $10 million request made sense. That amount goes for a final vote tonight, and the Council wants another budget review next month. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.